I was in the fourth grade when Chaka Khan belted out this groovy hit with the funk band Rufus back in 1974. Come on, admit it. It feels good to hear this diva screaming during Morning Edition.
Tell me something good.
Yvette Marie Stevens is a native of Chicago. No, her mama didn't name her Chaka. She was given that name by a Yoruba priest during an African naming ceremony. She was a teenager. The Khan came from her ex-husband. Growing up in semi-conservative, tree-lined Tallahassee, Florida, to me, Chaka Khan meant strong, flashy, sexy, free. I was pleasantly surprised to find out she was still touring and would be performing at the Durham Performing Arts Center, walking distance from my house. I got the chance to speak with her this week, and I told everybody, even random people on the street like Rocky Reed, who I bumped into on Main Street.
I just always really liked Chaka Khan's voice, and then when I was a kid and I was just starting to get into dance music, that Feel For You song was really big.
Chaka, 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 chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, it's all.
I just remember, like dancing in the living room with my brother and we'd be like, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, I want to rock you, Chaka Khan. And we had a lot of fun with that. So Chaka Khan has a very big place in my heart to this day.
I'm telling you, me too.
Feel for you.
That song had all of us on our feet in the 1980s. It was written by Prince and probably was one of the first successful blends of hip-hop and R&B.
Hi, my name is Christian Yancey, and if I could ask Chaka Khan any question, it would be, how do you keep on living through the fire? Meaning, you know, we all go through our ups and downs, and, you know, you are the person that are, you know, got all this talent, and I'm sure, you know, it's not all about the music. People don't see behind the music. But really, how do you go through the pain and the hurt when there ain't nobody there?
I also stopped Shalonda, who was wearing a law enforcement badge around her neck and didn't want to give her last name.
Why is that your favorite song?
Just because I have been, it just makes me go back to everything that I've been through, and that's how I feel sometimes. And sometimes I just go put it on just when I'm having that kind of day.
You still put it on now?
Yes, I love Chaka Khan. I love you, Chaka.
You know, I was kind of surprised Chaka's name didn't make NPR's list of 50 great voices. I was led to NPR's website that clearly says their weekly series is not an attempt to catalog the so-called greatest singers, but instead to discover and rediscover awe-inspiring vocalists from around the world and across time. Yeah, I know, Chaka. In 2005, a series of DVDs were released featuring the great women singers of the 20th century. Of course, there's Sarah Vaughan and Abby Lincoln, and there's Chaka Khan. The film shows Khan doing her thing in 1992 at the famous New York jazz club, The Blue Note.
But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love my breaking.
Is this Chaka Khan?
Yes.
Hi.
Is it Leonita or Leonetta?
Leonita.
Leonita.
Khan tells me of all the songs she performs, Through the Fire is a favorite, one she still enjoys singing.
That's one thing we all have in common. We all have gone or are going
and I'm going to continue to go through some kind of fire, be it a cleansing fire. Some fires are cleansing. Some fires are negative fires, you know, or fires that are destructive.
Khan hasn't shied away from her fires, including battles with drugs and alcohol. She says family got her through. She turned up in my life again when I started to raise a family.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in above.
Thanks, Shaka, for taking me so many places. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.